This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Each Monday morning, WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson, joins me to talk about the latest political news. He, of course, is here this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, a few months ago, you began writing a new column at WVXU. It's called Tales from the Trail. And it's a whole lot different than what we're going to read in your Sunday politics column on our website, politically speaking. So why don't you talk about the idea behind Tales from the Trail?
Well, the whole idea behind Tales from the Trail is the fact that politics is obviously serious business. You know, very serious things take place. Very serious issues are involved. But when you've done this for as long as I have, which is over 40 years, you've seen a lot of very strange and very oddball things. And some of them are very funny. And I thought that Tales from the Trail would be a good vehicle to tell some of those funny stories from over the years and just give people a reason to laugh or, you know, have a little smile when they're reading about politics instead of being depressed all the time.
Well, we were at an event when you received an award from the Bliss Institute.
Yes.
And we were driving back from Columbus in the car, our general manager, Rich Eisworth, Howard and I. And Howard had told some stories at the event, was telling stories in the car, and we finally said, you've got to write these down.
Yes,
you've got to write these down.
Yeah.
So what are you drawing on when you write these columns?
What I'm drawing on is basically 43 years of covering politics, and that's a long time. And you see some very strange things, and you see some very funny things, and you have a lot of moments that you can't, like, write about in print or on the air, or, you know, there's no place for them except in a column like this, where you can just let it go and say, okay, here's something funny.
Now, those are some things that maybe people today would put in a Twitter or a Facebook post, but there weren't those back when you started
of
this.
No.
So what are some of the things you've written about so far?
Well, I've done a lot of things so far. I mean, I've done being dragged to Milwaukee and locked in a room for 4 hours waiting to interview Bill Clinton. I've written about a police dog attacking my laptop and nearly destroying it at a Barack Obama rally. And, I mean, one of my favorites was my chance encounter with Christie Brinkley, the supermodel outside of a Los Angeles hotel.
And it was related to politics.
Absolutely it was. In 2000 at the Democratic National Convention. And that one was kind of funny. And she was great. I mean, she was, you know, we stood there and talked for quite a while.
What do you rely on when you're writing these?
What I rely on basically is my memory. I remember all these events very vividly. Every once in a while I have to go back and, you know, I'll check a date or a name or something like that, you know, it slips your mind. But frankly, it's mostly just based on memory.
So what's the purpose behind it all for writing them all?
The purpose for me is to give people on Saturday mornings and later, because they stay up on the website, obviously, give them a little bit of entertainment with their politics, you know, so that it's not just all serious and stuff that is, so every once in a while it's going to bring you down. This one, I want to lift people up.
And they're kind of short reads. They're not going to take all morning.
No.
How long do you think you'll be able to keep writing them?
I've still got plenty of stories to tell. I don't know. I'll just keep going as long as I can.
I should add that you've sort of, as we've been talking about them and getting ready to do them, you'll have a bunch and then all of a sudden you'll come in, oh my gosh, I thought of five more.
Right, exactly.
So they keep coming back in waves.
I'll be driving to work and I'll think of one. So, you know, I don't think I'll run out anytime soon.
We want to point out that this is just yet another service that we have here at WVXU and something that we hope you value enough to help pay for. And you can do that right now with your contribution at 513-419-7155. You've heard from lots of people who read these?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I hear from people all the time. Was hearing from over the weekend at Great American Ballpark.
And I know on your saddest day of the year at the end of the baseball season.
Yeah, it was.
But people enjoy reading them, like to hear what's coming up.
Yeah, they want to know about it. They think it's funny. They keep saying, you know, you should make a book out of this. You know, maybe we will someday. I don't know.
All right, Tales from the Trails. So this yesterday's was about Jim Rhodes in a bus.
Oh, yes. It was about Jim Rhodes and being busted on the James A. Rhodes Appalachian Highway.
And that is not bust. He did say busted there.
Busted. The bus was pulled over and the driver was not allowed to drive because there were warrants out for his arrest. It was a very bizarre day.
Howard, thanks so much.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.